This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Theodora Martinez, date of birth January the 4th, 1970. Case ID number is 678-8936. Date of exam, January the 23rd, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from ST Clinic, Pain Management, dated 5/18/2023. Identifying information, this is a 54-year-old separated female with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of rheumatoid arthritis, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, tumors on the foot, head, and right breast, comma, and anxiety / bipolar disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment day was in 2023, where she used to work in a flea market 7 hours per day, 4 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. And she did that for 6 to 7 years. At the present time, she lives in a rented house with her grandchildren, and she is not receiving disability benefits. She is separated from her husband, and he does not give her any financial support at this time. Allegation number one, rheumatoid arthritis. Number two, thyroid disease / hypothyroidism. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, tumors on the foot, head, and right breast. And number six, anxiety / bipolar disorder. History of allegations. Number one, rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant states that since 2022, she has had pain in her hands, knees, and feet. She was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis by laboratory tests and x-rays. She denies any fractures, surgeries, but has received approximately 4 steroid injections for her rheumatoid arthritis. The claimant complains of symptoms of swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 6 steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 1 pound above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or sweep at this time. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Luis Arango. She states she does no other physical activity. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, but not doing any other exercise. She does have a provider who cares for her at this time. The claimant is presently on meloxicam, 16 milligrams QD, acetaminophen / hydrocodone, 325 milligrams / 10 milligrams, 1 tablet, TID, PRN for pain, and sulfadiazine, 500 milligrams QID for rheumatoid arthritis. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, thyroid disease, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in February 2023, she was noted to be very tired, comma, slow, comma, decreased strength, comma, and appeared to be sleeping all the time. She was evaluated for hypothyroidism and was found to have a mild hypothyroidism. She is presently on level thyroxine, 25 micrograms QD, and appears to be stable on those medications. Her labs have been fairly stable as well. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2021, she was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, occipital headaches, comma, that she had been having for 6 months, and blurred vision. She denies any inner organ damage such as myocardial infarction, comma, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. She is presently on Losartan, 100 milligrams QD. Her blood pressure at this visit was 157 over 89 mmHg, which is borderline high. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in June of 2023, she was diagnosed with very high levels of hyperlipidemia / high cholesterol levels. The claimant states that she was not compliant in taking her medications. She is presently on atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD and simvastatin 20 milligrams QD because of her levels being so high. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. I do not know what her levels are, but she is being treated aggressively. Allegation number five, tumor of the right side of the head, comma, foot, comma, and right breast. The claimant states that in 2023, she started to develop small little tumors, masses, one that was on the right side of her head, which is 1 centimeter, another two others on each foot, on the dorsal part of her foot, which appear to be cysts, and 2 to 3 small masses of her right breast, which she's been told are probably cystic lesions. She has not gone for a mammogram. She does have a positive family history of people that have cysts in their family, especially her father, who is 83 years old. She has not been diagnosed because of lack of funds. No surgeries or medications have been given her for her condition. Allegation number six, anxiety / bipolar disorder. The claimant states that in 1990, she developed anxiety and was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. The claimant suffers from sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, insomnia, comma, increase and decrease appetite, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, anger, comma, decreased energy, and generalized poor memory. The claimant does bathe every other day, but brushes her teeth every day. The patient was cooperative and pleasant and future-oriented and showed some appropriate help-seeking behavior. She was oriented and appeared to have a normal mental status. She denies any violent acts, comma, homicidal acts, comma, and appears to have good hygiene. She is cooperative and had good eye contact with me and was alert. She was oriented to place, time, situation, and person. Her mannerisms were normal. Her speech rate was within normal limits. Her speech clarity, tone, was within normal limits, and she was able to articulate her thoughts. Her memory was intact. Thought processes were normal. The claimant does suffer from seeing shadows and hears voices. She did try to commit suicide at one time and overdosed on multiple medications. The claimant does have a hepatitis C history, and she did abuse cocaine, heroin, and marijuana. She's presently on Xanax, 2 milligrams TID, and she does work at a flea market when she has time. She states that her condition started when a friend of hers died by gunshot, and she witnessed it. She also had a boyfriend who died from overdose who was trying to communicate with her, and she never responded to his calls. And she also has a friend who was doing drugs with them in a group who ended up dying of an overdose of drugs as well. Family history. The father is 83 and has a history of cyst formation over his body. He also suffers from hypertension and dementia, as well as diabetes mellitus. Their mother is 82 and had endometrial cancer. She also suffered from hyperlipidemia. The claimant says she has two aunts that died of breast cancer. Medications. Acetaminophen-hydrocodone, 325 milligrams-10 milligrams, 1 tablet TID. Levothyroxine, 25 micrograms, 1 tablet QD. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Simvastatin, 20 milligrams QD. Sulfadiazine, 500 milligrams QID. Losartan, 100 milligrams QD. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD. Meloxicam, 16 milligrams QD. And Xanax, 2 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Hypertension, comma. History of hepatitis C, comma. Osteoarthritis / rheumatoid arthritis, comma. Hypothyroidism, comma. Hypercholesterolemia / lipidemia, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, bipolar disorder, comma. History of tumor of the right side of her head, feet, and right breast. Hypertension, comma, and rheumatoid arthritis. Major surgeries, hysterectomy in 2016, left knee arthroscopy, and a history of bilateral tubal ligation. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes per day for 2 years during COVID. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant does have a history of using marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, and IV drug abuse. She states that the last time she used it was in 2006. Communicable diseases. The claimant has a history of hepatitis C. She denies having HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.1 Fahrenheit. Weight, 211 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 3.5 inches tall. BP, 157 over 89 mmHg. Heart rate, 61 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 37. General, this is a 54-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. She did have a 1 centimeter mass on the right side of her head, which did not appear to be tender. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole was 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical exam was mildly difficult. Could you drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant does appear to have mild degenerative arthritis of the tips of her fingers, which may also be coming from osteoarthritis. She does have difficulty in using her fingers. Could you drop down to skin after the last sentence? The claimant has multiple tattoos all over her body. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, steady, and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of her lower extremities. She has some mild joint swelling and deformity that was noted on her fingers. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the hands and feet, where she has decreased sensitivity. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is mildly abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with some difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices. Grip strength is +4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal, was mildly abnormal. To light touch, pinprick, and position was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for the upper extremities, except for the hands, and +4/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal bilaterally. The claimant has a grip of +4/5, but has some deformity, suggesting possible osteoarthritis versus rheumatoid arthritis of the distal area of her fingers. She is unable to perform a full closed fist, opposed fingers, or pinch at this time. X-rays of the right hand No acute findings, x-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of her hands, and to a lesser extent of the knees. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her facial fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to hypercholesterolemia, and anxiety / bipolar disorder, as well as rheumatoid arthritis. Probable diagnoses, number one, rheumatoid arthritis, not confirmed with medical records. The claimant does appear to have some mild degenerative arthritis of the distal areas of her fingers, which could also be osteoarthritis. Number two, hypothyroidism, being treated at this time, appears to be a mild hypothyroidism condition and appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. Allegation number three, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 157/89 mmHg, which is normal but borderline. Number four, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time with two medications. The claimant states that she has not been compliant in taking her medications, and her condition appears not to be stable according to the history, but she has had no in-organ damage. Allegation number five, tumor on the foot, head, and right breast. The claimant does have some cysts and a palpable mass on her scalp, which may also be a small fibroma. There is no confirmation of any kind of cancer, and no follow-up has been performed. Allegation number six, anxiety / bipolar disorder. The claimant appears to be stable at this time. She is only taking Xanax, 2 milligrams TID, PRN is needed, and she appears to be fairly stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Theodora Martinez.